We are learning Masechtas Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top. V'Amar Rav Elazar, L'maha Vlad Doime, B'mei Imai. What is a Vlad compared to when it's the mother's stomach? It's like, L'egoiz Hamunach B'Seifel Shalmayim. It's like we put a knot into a bucket of water. Adam Noisin Etzboi Olav, Shekei L'kan L'kan. When you stick a finger there, it pushes here, pushes there. The same thing when a baby's in the mother's stomach, there's fluid in the sac, and if the baby gets pushed, it gets pushed here, pushed there. It doesn't get smashed at all, and that's good for the safety of the baby. It's like in water. It's like a knot in water. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Chadashim Harishonim. The first 3 months of pregnancy, Vlad Dar B'Madar Tachtein. The Vlad is on the lower part of the uterus. Hemtzayim, in the middle 3 months of the pregnancy, Vlad Dar B'Madar Hemtzayi. The Vlad is situated in the middle of the uterus. Achroinim, the last 3 months, have Vlad dar b'mada elyain. The Vlad is on the top part of the uterus. V'kimen z'giyas v'analotzes, when it comes time to give birth, misapech v'yaitze, it turns around and goes out. Even though it's on top, it starts going down and it comes out with the head first. V'zeh chevle leida, chevle isha, and this pain of the baby coming from the madah elyon, from the upper part of the uterus, coming down and out of the body, that's where the isha has, the woman gets her labor pains. V'hainu detanya, and with this we can understand that it says in the braisa, chevle shel nekeva merubim mishal zachar. It's more pain to give birth to a nekeva, the labor pains are harder, are worse by a nekeva than by a zachar. And the Gemara is going to explain it, develop that in a second. The Gemara first says, "Bam Rav Elazar, a micro. What do you see in the pasuk about that when it's first conceived, the first 3 months of pregnancy, it's on the lower part of the uterus? Micro. What do you see in the pasuk? The pasuk doesn't tell him, "Asher usaysi b'sayseri kamti b'tachti yisaretz." It says "rekamti" in the bottom, and "darti" like never say "darti." It says "eli rekamti." Rekamti is a lotion of creating. Something's getting created. The beginning of a baby getting created. So it's going on the beginning of the first 3 months. It says betachtiyos, so it sounds like it's on the lower part of the uterus. And ma'ishna chevle nekeva merubim mishal zachar. Why is the chevle, the pains of a leida of a nekeva, stronger than a zachar? So the Gemara explains zebar kederach tashmishay. When a man has tashmish, he is facing head down. When a woman has tashmish, her face is facing up. So when it comes out, the Gemara learns, when it comes out of the mother's stomach, the zachar comes face down, and that's how the baby was inside the womb, face down, like we learned on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that the baby's head is between its knees, so it's face down, and it comes out that way. But Aisha, since Derech Tashmisha is her face up, so she comes out the face up. And so Zuhi Fechas Panah, so the nekeva has to turn around. Besides it coming down and out of the body, it has to turn around also, and that causes more pain. B'zeh, the zacha in ha'yitapalach does not have to turn his face around, therefore, it's less pain by a leida zacha, is less pain than a nekeva. Now, the Chazon Ish speaks out that it's nishtanu ativim, and the zacha and nekeva in these days come out the same way. The keva doesn't come out face up and a zacha come face down. That's not the metzias anymore in our days. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Chodashim Harishonim Tashmish Kasha Leisha. The first 3 months of pregnancy, tashmish hurts the woman. V'gam Kasha LeVlad. It's also not good for the Vlad. Rashi explains, since the first 3 months the baby is on the bottom of the uterus, so it's close to the makom tashmish, therefore it's painful for the isha and painful for the vlad. Emtsayim is in the middle 3 months, kasha l'isha, it's hard for the isha, v'yafal l'vlad, it's good for the vlad. Rashi says he doesn't understand why it's kasha l'isha in these 3 months. Achroinim, the last 3 months of pregnancy, yafal isha, v'yafal l'vlad. The tashmish is good for the isha and it's good for the vlad. Shemetoich kach nimtza havla melubin umezeres. Through tashmish, the vlad gets whitened and gets strengthened. It's good for the Vlad to have tashmish in the last 3 months. Tana, ham hamishamish mitasal yom tishim. someone who has tashmish on the 90th day after she conceives, at the end of the first 3 months, the first semester, you know, the first 3 months, first semester, ki'ilu shoyfech damim. It's like he's shoyfech damim, because it's very dangerous for the vlad when he's making that transition from 3 months into the next 3 months. So Mar says, "No, yada. How do you know exactly when she is holding by 90 days? you don't know. Elam abaya, no, mishamish v'haylich. You always can have tashmish. Don't worry about it. V'shem epesam Hashem. Hashem will watch over us. We don't have to worry about it. Tana abaram. Shloish shutim yesh ba'adam. There are three shutim ba'adam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu va'aviv imay. They each give a certain thing to the child, and that's how they become shutvim in the child. Aviv is mazria. He supplies a zera. What does that turn into? Mazria ha'loivin. He has the zera, the white zera. Shemenu atzamois. From that is created the bones, vegidim, sinews, the nails, the fingernails. Umayach shemaroishai, the brain in the head. V'loivin shemayin, the white in the eye. That's what the father supplies. Imay mizra'as oidim, the red, because it's the blood. Shemenu or basar. From that comes the ar and the basar, the skin and the meat, the sa'arois, the hair, the shachar, the black and the eye. Basically, the whole body is supplied from the man and his wife. Because Baruch Hu knows by ruach v'neshama, he puts in a ruach and a neshama of a clasped upon him, and the shine of the face, and the shape of the face, the rias ayin, and makes the eyes see, the shmias oizen, the ears hear, the deeper pen to talk, the holich glayim, to walk, or bina v'haskel, brains. The kivan shagi is man, and the raya is because after they're dead, Hashem takes away that all that stuff. So the eyes are still there, the ears are still there, but it doesn't do anything. The mouth is still there, doesn't do anything. The feet are still there, can't do anything because that all Hashem supplies. The kivan shagi is man the fatim erilam. When it comes time for him to be nifter, Hakadosh Baruch Hu noyid the chelka. He takes away his chelik, the chelik avi imay maniach. He leaves it lefneim. He leaves the chelik avi imay, and that's in the grave. That he leaves in the grave. That leaves the whole body is exactly intact. The way it was before when I was alive. Hashem just took away all the Ruach and Neshama, and then you can't do anything. Amar Papa Hayim Dharma Inji puts Milcha, shake off the salt from a piece of basar. This is talking about meat from you know a restaurant. You take off the meat of the basar, and then it'll turn into dog food. Why? Because it gets spoiled. V'shadi b'shul kaba, and then hand it to the Kalev. Why? Because you take off the salt, it'll get decomposed. Same thing with a body, human body. If you take away the Neshama, it'll get decomposed. Darush Rav Chanina bar Papa, Ma'idach Siv, says in the Pasuk, Oise gedoyles arein cheka, Hashem does big things that have no limit. When the flies arein mispar, he does nisim without any count. What does that mean? Bar eish lo kemiz baruch hu, mitis bas v'adam. Let's see how powerful Hashem is compared to a bas v'adam. Mitis bas v'adam, nisim chefetz v'chemes, he puts something into a thermos, tsururoi, ties it up, upia lamaila, and the mouth is on top, you know, the opening is on top, he's holding it straight up. Sofak mushtamah, sofak ein mushtamah. You're not convinced, you're not sure if it's going to last. It might not last. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tsaru uber me'isha, he puts the uber, the fetus, in the mother's stomach, psucha, upia lamata, it's open. The opening of the isha, where the baby comes out, is always open, and it's on the bottom. And still, Hashem watches it, nothing happens to it, keeps it safe. Umishtamer. That's an unbelievable nes. Dovacha. Odom noisin, a different way to bring out the nes. Dovacha. Odom noisin mechveitz of a kaf mazayim. If you put something on a scale, kozman shemachbid, yaradamata, pulls it down. Biyakos baruchu, kozman shemachbid, as the baby gets bigger, havlat oyla lamayla, that goes even higher, like we saw before. That on the second semester goes up, and the third semester is even higher. So it keeps going up, even though gravity pulls it down. So it's not a nes that Hashem does. Doros are basically ma'idach siv. Shteitim pasuk in Tehillim. Oidcha alki noirois neflesi nefla ma'asecha v'nafshi yida'as ma'oid. I'm going to thank Hashem for the unbelievable neflois that you do. Boi re'ei. If a person puts down, you know, different seeds, pumpkin seeds, squash seeds in a row, every one comes out of one. Squash, a pumpkin comes out of here. Here, by a baby, Hashem, you know, you have the zera av, you have the aim. You have all different type of things, different type of zriya, and it all turns into one person. Not into two different people. One person it turns into. Lamin echa. So that's a mamash nais. Tava acha, a different way to explain the nais of a baby. Tseva, nois, tsaba, someone who makes dye. Nois samanam liyera. Put all the dyes into one pot. It turns into one color. You know, you can mix colors, but it turns into one color. You can't make in one pot different colors. He creates this uber, this fetus in the mother's stomach. Each thing comes out exactly, you know, the eyes, the feet, the mouth. Everything comes out separate, which is unbelievable nice. Doros of Yosef, Ma'idach Siv. What's the in Pasuk? Also, it says this is a Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk says, V'amartu b'yamhu, Oitcha Hashem ki anaftabi, Yosef apchos rachmeni. I'm going to thank Hashem for giving me tsar. Thank Hashem ki anaftabi, because he hurt me. Yosef apchos rachmeni. V'makos medaber. What's this talking about? V'shnei b'nei odom sh'yosef v'shchayro. They went on a business trip, and they were catching a plane to China, and one guy got a roiz on his foot. Yosef koitz lechemem. He got a thorn in his foot, and he couldn't go. V'hischil mecharef megadef. He was cursing. He was screaming. He was so upset. He missed the plane to China. B'yam. Here's the ship sank in the water, and he got his life was saved. Hischil moidem shabeach. He thanks Hashem. Oy oydcha Hashem ki naftabi. Thank you for giving me that koitz. Thank you for giving me that thorn in my foot. It says, you know, that the Yosef Abchov Sachmeni, because of the anger, that taka was his whole hatzlacha. That was his whole hatzlacha. That because of that, you know, the anger that Hashem showed him by putting the thorn in his foot, that was able to take away the kas of the accident that was going to happen to him, and became a nechama for him. And saved him from this terrible tragedy. Zogt Gemara weiter. V'hainu de Omar Rabbi Lezer, Ma'idach Siv, Shetan Pasuk, Oysu Neflois, Levada, Yvaruch Shem Kvod Olam. It says Hashem does Neflois himself. I feel Balanes in Yemakim V'nisa. A lot of times, even the Balanes does not know. Let's say in this example, he never heard about the ship. He would think, oh yeah, I missed that plane, I missed that boat, ooh, it's so terrible. For the Maisa, only Hashem knows. That was the best thing for you. That's why it says, Oysu Neflois Levada. Dorosh Rav Chani Rav Papa. Ma'idach Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Orchi v'rivi zarisa. Orchi v'rivi, Rashi says, is a lashon of tashmish, and the pasuk says that orchi v'rivi zarisa. You picked it out. V'chol d'rachai iskanta, and you know all my ways. What does it teach us? Malamed teaches us shloi noitza odam min kol tipa. A person not created from any tipa of zera. Only the best part of it. Hashem picks out the best zera, and that's what he makes a person from. That's what it means, zarisa. He picks it out. It's like Lashon Zoyra, Lashon Bayra. Tanaber Bishmal, Moshe Adam, Shazoyra Vesa Granois, that he's winnowing in the Vesa Granois. He takes the Eichel, leaves the Psalus. By the wheat, he takes the wheat and leaves the shaft. Keravo, the Ravo Rami, Chsiv. It says in the Pasuk, Dovra Melech says, Tazreini Chayel. Both lashon of giving me strength, but one says Tazreini, lashon of Zaira, one says Azreini. Amar Dov Begas Baruch Hu Ben Shloim Zirisani, you were Mavara the Zera, picked that perfect Zera, and through that Zirisani, you made me powerful. You gave me Kaiches. Doros Ravo, Ma'idach Siv says in the Pasuk, this is talking about by Bilam in Parashas Balak. Says Bilam says, Mi mana afa Yaakov, mispas roivi Yisrael. Who counts the dirt of Yaakov and counts the roivi Yisrael, which means the tashmish? Malamish Kars Baruch Hu, Yishev Seifes Riyaseim Shei Yisrael. He counts, Hashem is Kars Baruch Hu, counts the tashmish of the Klai Yisrael, and he waits. Masai Tavei Tipa, Shatzadik Noitzimene. When's going to come a Tipa that Tzadik gets created from that? Baldava Zeh. And because of this, Nismas Enosh Bilam Rasha, Bilam got blind for this. Omar, because Bilam said, he was making fun, he was saying, Mishu Tar v'kadosh, someone who is Tar and Kadosh with Hashem, Umasharsh of Tar and v'kadosh, and his Malachim are Tar and v'kadosh, Yotzitz v'dava Zeh, they should be busy looking at Zera. Meyad Nismas Enoi. Right away, he got blind. Bilam's talking about himself. This is the words of the person whose eyes are closed. One of his eyes he got blind because of this. This thing that we're saying, that Hashem is very involved in all the tipa, all the tashmish from every person. It says, before Yisachar was born, Rachel was supposed to be with Yaakov that night, and Yaakov instead, because of the Dudaim, he went to Leah. And it says, Hashem helped out in that Maisa. Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayishkav ima b'layla, who is who? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vayishkav ima b'layla, you know why? Because of who? Because Hashem helped it out. Shenema, Yisachar chamor garam. That night, Yisachar was conceived. It says, Yisachar chamor garam. The chamor was garam. Chamor garam lo Yisachar. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that the chamor turned to oil Leah. And it could have been someone else's, but that's Yaakov knew it was Leah's turn. And who caused the chamor to turn towards oil Leah, to Leah's tent? That was Hashem. See, Hashem was involved in every single thing. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar Rabbi Ami, Isha Mazra Astchila, when if the Isha is Mazra Astchila, then you let a Zacha, and you have a Zacha. Isha, it seems like when she gets aroused first, then she gives out some Lecha, some juice, and that's called Zera. Ish Mazria Atchila, if the Ish is Mazria Atchila, means he's Moitzi Zera first before she is aroused enough, then he let us the Keva. Then they have an Akeva. Shinama Isha ki Sazria v'yalda Zacha. The Isha Sazria then yalda Zacha. That's the Darsha in the Pasuk. Tana Rabbanan, for Shoinoi Oimrim, Isha Mazra Atchila, you let us Zacha. They always said this. They said this memra, Isha Mazra Atchila, then you let us Zacha. Isha Mazria Atchila, you let us the Keva. Like Pirshu Chamas Dava, they weren't Mepharish it. Acha Barab Tzadik Pirshu. They didn't have a first apostle yet. Even with Bar Apostle, Isha Kizazri of Yalda Zachar, this Bryce didn't know about the apostle yet. So they didn't have a apostle. Acha Barab Tzadik Pirshu. He had a ride from a different apostle. It says in the apostle, Eila B'nei Leah, Asha Yalda Yaakov Padna Aram, Ve'ez Dina Bitoi. It calls all the kids B'nei Leah, besides for the daughter, which we call Bitoi, which is Yaakov's daughter. You see, this charm is in the kevus because isha mezra as tchila, they have a zachar. When a kevus is bescharim, which is dina, that comes if the zachar is mezra as tchila.